Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with feeling oppressed by society. So when I'm talking oppressed, I'm talking about people looking down upon you for who you truly are as a witch. I'm talking about people in society who think of you as a bad thing just because of your spiritual path. And as a woman, I also feel oppressed by many different religions in this world. I'm going to give you 3 insights to help you feel stronger. The first insight is recognize the truth of you as opposed to their image of you. Do you notice that in modern society, a lot of times the witch is always the bad person? Now, it has been getting better in recent times, but we still have this negative association with the word witch. You and I know what witch means. So when people think of you as a negative thing, don't buy into it. Recognize the truth that you are special in your own way and that you are a good person in your own way. So when you hear people telling untruths about witchcraft, decide whether this is a time for you to personally speak up or to shift your thoughts and compare what they're saying to the fan of an air conditioner in another room. It's a slight hum and it's just in the background. Make the truth of who you are and your spiritual path be in the foreground. Concentrate on that truth. The second insight is recognize there are 2 types of oppression. Oppression from the outside and oppression you let in your head. By this I mean, so if somebody takes you and enslaves you, physically pulls you into chains and servitude, that is oppression from the outside. Oppression from the inside is putting those chains on your mind and in your thoughts about who you are and what you believe. Now, some people will try to oppress or manipulate someone by saying they're a hypocrite. Many of my Wiccan friends do participate in healing nature and helping out environmentally. However, someone who just wants to hurt you may say, well, why aren't you cleaning up the environment every weekend? So when somebody does that to us, we don't want to let that kind of oppression in our head and in our thoughts. We choose what we do to honor the god and goddess. Which leads us to insight number 3. Ask the gods to heal the vulnerable places inside yourself. As we discussed, oppression has many forms. There is the type of oppression where somebody physically harms someone. And then there's the oppression where somebody mentally may harm you. It's time for us to connect with the god and goddess to heal what's inside. If you're strong on the inside, then the people who use mental oppression can't get their hooks into you. You're trying to work with the gods in order to heal what's inside of you so that the people outside can't manipulate or hurt you inside. For us, grounding, centering, doing ritual, or meditation is one way we can help bond with the god and goddess to make ourselves stronger. From that inner strength, how you can make good changes in the world begins. So in summary, number 1, recognize the truth of you as opposed to their image of you. Number 2, recognize there are 2 types of oppression. Oppression from the outside and oppression you let in your head. And number 3, ask the gods to heal the vulnerable places inside yourself. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information and my 9 books, please visit GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.